No, I've been. I just felt pretty destructive this semester. I feel
destructive. You know why?
Destructive.
Destructive.
Yeah, like self, like
self destruction. Yeah. Self destructive. Yeah. That's the best thing ever. Self improvement is masturbation. Self destruction. That's the key. Destroy. You've been growing up as me, you know, Nick. You know, people tell you this. You know, you get influenced by this and that. You know, you become this person. But are you really that person? I've come to learn that this person you think you've become by being, you know, influenced and talked and, you know, by people. If you don't like yourself, you just gotta, you know, don't self-improve. Just destroy that person. You have your life is yours.
Not in that way.
Oh, okay. Sure. Never mind.
For sure not in that way.
I was getting deep, bro.
Yeah, no. Because
we can get deep on that. You know, it's in Fight Club.
Welcome back to another episode of the Rinky Dinky. Oh, fuck. VNN. VNN. Welcome back to another episode of VNN. Today, you got your host, Nick. You got your co-host, Victor. And your other co-host, Nico. That makes up VNN. Victor, Nick, Nico. Why is Victor first? I don't have any fucking idea. He's been on the least amount of episodes. That's just how we came up with the name. We just wanted to put all our names together and VNN came out. It's not that important. But this is episode 25. I forgot to do an intro in the episode, so I'm just going to do it now. Enjoy the episode.
Wait. Before the episode starts, I'd like to remind everyone this is an emergency episode, which just means that we literally just recorded and then posted. Did very subliminal edits. The thing is that with this emergency episode, unlike the last one, there are a lot more environmental sounds. You can hear the dogs barking, you could hear a lawnmower, you could hear a lot of things going on, and I would like to apologize. This is your first time listening to us. This is not a regular shit, you know. I actually do some editing, but because of a time crunch and some school and some other things that you will hear about in this episode, I did not have a lot of time to edit, and we recorded this 4 days before, so this is just recorded and posted and whatnot.
Oh. Wait, press some, like, fuck. I mean, I can't argue with that. I mean, the apartments aren't ugly, it's just the people that live there.
Yeah, there's some pretty ugly bits.
I thought he meant attitude, but... Huh? I thought he meant, like, attitude.
Wait. Like, the people.
Like, they just... There's dicks over there?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of Indian people, though.
The Indians are dicks, right, apparently?
Yeah, most
yeah, I think you're one. That's in the wrong.
When I worked at Starbucks, the only people that were mostly dicks all the time were Indian people.
Sorry. Yeah, honestly, Indian people suck.
I shouldn't say that.
Wait, did you start recording already?
Yeah.
I said Indian people suck.
What do you have against Indian people?
No, they're just rude.
Indian people. I love Indian people. They're the only people that play me back to back on chess lately.
Is this the one I move?
They're the ones open. Yeah.
I can't hear myself.
You're muted. I'm sorry.
Yeah, turn it
off.
Oh, up.
Yeah. Because of my racism? Or if I say something racist, I press this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. This is.
I still can't hear myself.
Wait.
Maybe it's the headphones.
What about now?
No. Oh, yeah. Turn it up.
What about now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, this is an emergency episode again.
Why?
Is this an emergency meeting?
Episode.
What's the emergency?
Oh, well, we need to upload in 4 days. So.
All right.
Because we're supposed to be uploading on the 15th of every month, and it's the 11th.
I got you.
And we don't have an episode for this month. So, careful what you say. The both of you.
No.
We already passed that. That's recorded too.
But it was about the...
Pretty much about the what?
Black people. Topo Chico.
You have a Topo Chico? Oh, in their room temperature.
Put them on ice.
Can I have this?
Yeah. $5.
$5? That's pricey.
But yeah, I'm not going to edit anything.
Okay, it's fine.
On this episode. Because I needed to upload, like, quick.
I can't be censored, bro.
Huh?
That's what he's saying. You're not censored.
I'm, like, unfiltered.
I know you're unfiltered, but just for this episode, filter.
So what, if, so we can what have you been up something. To? Good, sir.
Just living life.
What does life entail? Because I watched you on Snap, and you're living the life.
You're pardoned.
What's going? What, how's it going?
They don't invite me out, but you know.
How actually, do it be going?
I used to invite you every fucking night I went out, and you know, no, bro, I just can't. I'm just.
I was going through something.
Busy, I'm too busy being a bitch.
I was going through shit. All right.
I'm too busy being a bitch.
Damn.
Basically, but translated. Out of the open. Yeah. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
I sound like a robot.
Right. It's the headphones. They're pretty shitty, but I think they're better than the Turtle Beaches you have.
No,
but
I've had these headphones since probably like freshman year. That's where I used to play with my friends, play some Call of Duty.
Do they have like any noise canceling?
Oh, let's find out. Wait, no, I can still hear the dog.
Yeah. Okay. Well, those have zero noise canceling.
Hey, we all have glasses now.
Hell yeah.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
We all have glasses.
Y'all just, you know. Put
them on. Actually, I don't like wearing my glasses with this. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it feels weird when it squeezes.
It hurts.
I don't know if I'd say
y'all,
it hurts.
Y'all following the train? Just finally.
The what?
Y'all following the train?
What train?
Finally caught up with me.
No, your glasses are the least stylish.
Wait, I've had glasses since I was in fourth grade.
What do you had glasses since I was like a baby. So I came out the womb.
You didn't go to high school.
No shit.
Classes.
Oh, you had contacts.
You had contacts.
Though. Yeah.
That makes more sense. No, but these were my backup. I broke my good ones.
What did you do? Sit on them?
I don't actually know. Because I think I had fallen asleep and then rolled over them. Because, like, they're not, like, they're all fucked up.
You just got them. Just got to bend them straight.
I tried. It doesn't bend enough, but I thought they were nice.
So what's the topic?
You didn't bring one?
I have plenty of topics. But
start one. First one you think of.
But I have to filter them now.
Oh. Okay.
I got you. Don't worry. I actually just forgot what I was going to say.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Y'all want to grow the podcast, right?
Why women deserve less?
All right. Just ignore my question.
Oh, shit.
We should start it off with that.
It's kind of messed up.
You just kind of ignore
why would
question.
Someone deserve less? Like, less than who? Better said.
No, more like they have too much already.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
In what aspect?
This is how you...
Like, in where in society do you see they have too much? Like, you know, because you can't just say, like...
In their own value. They value like, themselves.
Oh, I see, like, way higher their self-esteem is... too high for what it should be.
Yeah, like
I can somewhat agree because I've noticed a lot of women nowadays are very overly confident, I guess, if
like
you could say.
You ask a girl, she's clearly not a 10. Clearly not a 6 to 10.
Yes.
And you're like, what would you rate yourself 1 out of 10? She'd be like, I'm a 10. And then, you know, girls lie to each other. So they'll be like, you know, if she's fat, you go, girl. They just can't handle you. You got them. You got the lovely curves.
You got the love curls, curves.
Like, well, don't get. They can't be living like miserably.
Well, also, but don't get me wrong. Like, I can appreciate someone who like loves themselves, right? Like self love all the way. But like, I'll be honest. I consider myself like a solid 6 if we're talking about 1 to 10, right? And I don't see a lot of girls being humble other than just being, could you say arrogant or would it be?
It's egotistical.
Yeah.
It depends.
Like, it's not as much confidence anymore as it is ego.
It's more ego. It's so ego.
Like, I've met girls that are confident about themselves, but they don't brag about it to the world. They just live their life happy, as people should.
Probably in front of you, but. I wonder what their girls like, you know, because I'm just like that type shit. Yeah, I get it. It's you know, true. girls be like.
I mean, but I've said that too. I've said I'm that guy.
No, but you're a guy though. It's different. Now let me get to this.
Hold on, wait.
Let me get to that.
Let me say something real quick. But we've all had girlfriends before. When you went to hang out with her and her friends, didn't they like just rose the pedal like
put her on a pedestal?
No, the entire like all, just all the girls just on a pedestal. Just like,
what do you mean?
Oh,
like you lowered a level when you're with them.
Like you think you is
not
a
me
person?
Not me, because I'm not,
well. I mean, you. Just be honest, you didn't really have a long-term girlfriend yet, but
I have.
But not now, you do. But
I've had before.
Huh?
My ex, I was with her for a while.
Yeah, do you know the ex?
Be honest, no.
Yeah, no idea.
I didn't want her to meet y'all.
Oh,
it's private life.
She wasn't real.
How long have you been with your girlfriend now?
4 months.
How's that going?
Great.
Great.
She's my best friend.
Do you have a picture? Can I see?
Yeah.
Nice. How'd you meet her?
I actually, I've known her for a long time, but I've just kept her private.
Just like Jacob. Oh my God.
Well, okay. Like you mean like you have been like kind of flirty a long time, or you've known her for a long time, but you're just now becoming like something.
She was my best friend for a long time, but like online shit. But I grew up playing video games online, so I don't mind the whole, you're not here, but I talk to you every day type shit. But we've been texting and calling for like since I was like 16, 17.
Nice.
I've never really mentioned her.
She's pretty.
No, you haven't.
She's my private.
Did she go to high school with y'all?
No, she lives She lives far away.
Oh, no shit. What's far away?
Like 3.5 hours.
Different city far away. Yeah. Heard.
In case you don't. Some people would be like, nah, she's too pretty.
I was
like,
no, bro. I mean, I saw you post with her. Like, I believe you.
What were you saying at Subway the other day?
What?
What were you saying? You were saying something.
Oh, wait, no. We're not.
God, say it.
Filtered. I'm not going to say. I can say some other things. If you want me to say those.
What happened?
Later
on. Oh, okay.
Let's
party foul.
Let's call them.
Wait, which one's the one that goes, wah, wah, wah?
I don't remember.
I don't think they're set up. Yeah, last time, we were pressing the buttons. And it had like sound effects.
You might have to turn up the volume.
Oh, okay.
But
oh, there it is. Hold on.
Right, keep it lower, dude. It's loud as fuck.
You should watch Fresh and Fit.
Okay, that one. It's this corner one.
What is
one.
That? You were telling.
Have you ever seen Fresh and Fit?
What?
Fresh and Fit.
On what?
Have you ever seen them?
No. What the fuck? If I don't remember, then no.
Okay. Well, you should all watch Fresh and Fit.
What's it on?
On YouTube. YouTube and Rumble.
Wait, what is it looking?
It's a dating podcast.
Oh.
But they have other things too. But
oh, is that the one? Is it the one we always see on TikTok?
Well, they're banned on TikTok.
Oh
no shit!
But
what for? What do they do?
They expose the truth.
Like the truth about what?
Nah, like God red pill it. Truth.
The what?
Red pill.
What's that?
The Matrix.
Like you're talking about Matrix?
The yeah. truth about men and women in this society, how things have changed, how you just can't be a nice guy anymore.
Honestly, I can agree with that.
How
that simple statement.
You know when you said that you think you're a 6?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's different. The 1 out of 10 shit for a guy is different. If it's looks, sure, but you're 1 out of 10. I mean, right now I consider myself like a fucking 0, but it's all about your status, your wealth, you know, your future, what you can do, what you can provide, if you're useful.
I agree, because I guess, I mean, you wouldn't be with someone on a base 1 out of 10 how hot are you basis. Like, I guess you consider everything, but
for a man, for a man.
Say that again. I didn't catch that.
So obviously when you date someone, you don't date them because you're like, oh my God, she's a 9.
Oh.
Like she's smoking. And you're like, I'm going to date that bitch.
For a man to a guy to a girl, looks. And she's not annoying. She's not a bitch.
You know,
that's all there is.
So I was talking to my mother. We have conversations sometimes. And is it the dogs?
No, it was your leg.
And so, like, I remember, like, maybe in high school, she's telling me, like, don't go for anyone just because they look pretty. You know, go for the personalities and that.
You can't take dating advice from women. Worst thing ever.
Well, honestly, my mom's giving me some pretty good advice.
Unless your mom's dating.
But then
a real one, you know.
But then recently, I can't remember what I was telling her, but I was telling her like if they should want me for me, like for who I am, right? And she goes, right, but it starts with attraction. You need to look good.
This is also true.
Before you even get those chances.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to look good. Yeah. You got to have money. You know, you got to be able to hold yourself. You got to, you know, look like the man, be the man. Don't be a bitch.
I think it's more about looking like you belong. Like, not that you belong where you're at, but like you're living your life like the way it
is
should.
Is there a lawnmower?
Like, you know, like I think it might be too simple, but say someone does have money, but they're like real like shy, like they're not open about like themselves, whatever. And so I don't feel like it's more about looking like you're living your life confidently.
You got to have all stats.
Like, you know what I mean?
You got to have it all.
Like, if you have money, you like present yourself like with whatever, like, or like if you don't have money, you still, you're like, I'm still here. Like, you know, don't just shy away.
Yeah.
Like, I think women like someone who feels powerful, not necessarily is powerful.
Who has frame. Be like, yeah. You walk in the room and...
Yeah, you know? Like, you don't have to be yourself. The biggest guy in the room, but, like, you know,
you don't be
you
like,
matter.
You don't be like...
I'm
a bitch.
I agree.
It's all. You gotta have money, gains, game, and frame.
Damn, if only...
Modern life,
words
baby.
Of wisdom.
Money, gains, game, and frame. So, money is money. Gains, you know, muscle. Game is being able to talk to people. Talk to an actual woman without being like, I want to fuck you. You know, like... you know, actually have a conversation with a person. And frame is being able to, you know, don't take disrespect from a girl. You know, walk away. You gotta learn. You can't be a simp anymore.
I thought she meant like posture.
What do you mean?
Posture.
Like the way you
present yourself.
Yeah, the way you present yourself. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you.
But see,
someone I'm dating.
Have you ever seen those videos online? But like, some guys are like into that. Like, yeah, have you seen those guys that like let themselves be on like a leash type shit? Like, that's extreme, but I'm saying, like, I'm sure there's not as extreme levels of liking that type of abuse.
Well,
it's crazy, right?
If you're like that, you're a bitch. You know, you're not a...
For sure.
You know, how are you going to be a father to kids if you're like... You
know what I mean? You're dogging yeah. up on the leash you're like, in the bedroom.
sorry, kids. So your mother funny. Said no chicken tonight.
Your mother said I'm grounded.
Your mother said no pizza tonight, kids.
No. She took away my credit cards.
Can't be.
He took away my credit cards.
You just can't be like that. Like, let's say if your girl ever asks, like, hey, can I fuck this other guy? You just gotta end it.
No shit.
Right then and there.
Right,
that
but
if that is...
If you want to, right?
What?
Nothing.
What? If you want to fuck a girl... Okay, well, we can get deep into that. We can get deep
But
into
that's
that.
Like a whole rabbit hole where people have tried that, failed, and, like, there's rare instances where that actually works.
If a girl cheats on you...
It should be over.
It's emotional. It's done. She's lost respect for you.
Yeah, for sure.
If you cheat on a girl, you won't even remember like the girl you cheated on her.
But I'll be honest, I can probably be on a similar level where like I don't really have much respect for my girlfriend because I was in that situation. And when I'm really thinking about it, I was like clear, like I was super confident. I was like, bro, I'm smarter than her, whatever. Like there was just no respect.
Oh, then you didn't actually love her, bro.
What, thinking that you're smart
it is what it is.
Wait. No, if you said that you didn't really like respect her or whatever.
I mean, like I didn't think that's what it was at the time, but now that I think back at it, like that's pretty simply what it was. Wasn't so yeah, like I mean, night and day, but that's ended up how it being. Yeah.
Well, that's why I don't want to get married unless it's with my girl. I don't want to get married with no girl from America.
Girl from America?
Hell no, bro.
Not even like Latina born or
if she's a super immigrant. Religious virgin.
What
virgin?
No. She's a super religious virgin.
That sounds so boring.
But you know, why? She knows how to cook and clean.
I like a girl with a little bit of sass. I'll tell you what.
Why?
A little bit of sass?
Yeah. Like, I want a girl that's lived a little bit. Like, I've lived a little bit.
So you want a girl with a past? With a promiscuous past?
I have a past.
Let's say...
Well, you're single.
But you're a guy, though. Let's say you're dating a girl, and you found out she was gangbanged by, like, six big dudes.
Now, hear me out. That's and a little... there's a video out there. That's very extreme. No, but you said
the past doesn't matter, right?
Well... I said I wanted a girl with a past. That doesn't mean the whole past, you know?
But that's the past. What if she's different now?
What I'm getting at is whenever I was with Hannah, she had done or tried or, like, thought about very little before we were together. So, like, she hadn't really been out, like, doesn't really, like, know anything. So, like, most of the relationship was me, like, introducing her to, like, new things, like, whether it was as simple as going out to a new restaurant or if it was like trying something while we're fucking. So.
Just drop that so nonchalantly.
Yeah. So like what I'm not looking for, but what I'm hoping to find now is someone who gives me a run for my money. You know, like I don't want to be someone's thrill. Like I want someone to be my thrill. Like I'm like, holy shit, I've never tried that. Like that's crazy. And like, you know, like, I'm not going to marry whoever, but if there's a bit of a past and, like, I'm having fun with them, I'm gonna have fun. Like,
oh,
I probably won't have get married with her, but, you know, like, yeah. No shame.
Yeah, just a nice, you know, we all have fun. Around.
A girl that's recreational use only. I get it. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, if there's mutual respect, there's no reason why there shouldn't be able to.
If you fuck with her and she fucks with you and.
So, like, you're friends with benefits.
But still, I would not marry anyone. But it doesn't mean I wouldn't date someone
who's done,
like, just for an experience, you know, like, I'm not going to get married next year. So why wouldn't I date this girl for a few months to a year?
Recreational use. Yeah.
I mean, we're both benefiting.
But what type of girl would you marry? That's the real question.
I haven't found out yet.
Let's start with.
Okay, I feel like that's got to come naturally.
Let's be realistic.
Like, you can't, what, like, obviously I'm not going to date someone that I, like.
What type of.
That I'm not exactly.
We're adults now.
Yeah.
If you haven't noticed.
If you haven't noticed.
What what type of, you know, people our age used to get married at this age.
Had kids, it's crazy. Yeah, at this age. Fuck no, I'm not doing that.
Well, yeah, because we're all fucking poor now. You know,
I don't know, I just,
inflation and
it's kind of wild that they did that, though, because, like, it just feels way too early.
Yeah, for sure.
Now it feels way too early, but that is the time. When girls are 20, 21, that's when they're, like, you know, fertile to have babies.
But they're most fertile when they're actually, like, in their teenage years.
Look, bro.
I'm sorry. Like you're bringing up biology, but, like,
Okay.
When they're most fertile, it's pretty fucking,
well,
like,
think about it. In, like, 100 years ago, girls were getting married when they're in their teens.
And they're 12, 13 years old.
And, yeah.
As in, like, past 18...
To 40-year-olds,
you would want to have a daughter or a son with a girl that's, like, in her, you know, barely 20s.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't want kids in my 20s. If I do want kids, it's not gonna be in my 20s.
Well, you can wait till you're 40. You're a guy. Girls have
girls
have a clock.
Well, I know this, but here's what I'm getting at.
That's what you.
So. I don't want to get married anytime soon. I don't want kids for the next 10 years. So that's say great. we do run into an issue. Yeah. It's like, say we do run into an issue with having our own baby. I'm not opposed to adopting a baby. Like, sure, I'm a better father than the next guy over. So why not? Yeah. Like, it doesn't have to be my blood to be my family. Like, I have multiple people I consider family, and we're nowhere related.
That's beautiful, man. Good for you.
What was that?
But you have a brother, though.
That's true. I do have a brother.
So your bloodline is secured with him, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe not. Maybe.
We'll find out.
Maybe you'll have that one night stand. It was like, hey.
Fuck.
We need to talk, Nico. I've had a few of those.
But. You know, it'd be so funny if, like, we all, like, keep living our lives, whatever. Bastian becomes... our age and knocks up a girl I feel like that would be the funniest shit ever.
Why?
Because, you know, like, poor brother. It would be, I think it would be ironic that it wasn't the first kid the most irresponsible, because I'm not sure if you've, you're seeing how he's growing up, but he's definitely not going to smoke weed in eighth grade, and he's already in sixth.
You did have a lot of older friends, though.
Well, precisely. So I am in that family, the bad child.
And also, like, you had told me before we smoked, like you can get weed. Yeah. Like, we talked about it. Like,
exactly.
Like, we talked
about it. I don't think he's gonna find weed.
No, I'm talking about, like, when you were in, like, eighth grade, you were actually able to find weed. Like, you had friends.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And so, like, I didn't have that in eighth grade.
But you had me in eighth grade.
It's like, it kind of depends on where you live and where you, like, he's going to Koontz and he's going to go to Garcia.
Nah, bro.
I went to both of those.
Bro, one day.
And I didn't smoke until I was sophomore year in high school. So.
Now, hear me out. You say you didn't have anyone, but I've heard of plenty of stories about O'Connor. Dude. Having many drugs.
They have a lot, bro.
Every day, I would go to the restroom, and there'd always be someone hitting their pen.
Dude, for real.
That's how I got.
You'd
high
walk
every day.
In, and someone's just like, yeah, they just like trying to you? Hold their yeah, coffee, like, and like.
Do you remember when the fire alarm went off and the fire department had to come, and it turned out like someone was smoking a cigarette in the bathroom? I fucking did. Do you remember that?
Maybe. I don't know. I was in the restroom. You know the one outside? The one that's like a little trailer home?
Yeah. That's the one where someone was smoking. And
off the fire alarm.
Bro, one time I was there taking a shit, right? You know? And someone's like, he's like hitting a ball, bro. And he passes it on. He's like, hey, you want to hit? I started panicking.
I'm like, you're like, oh, what the fuck?
Oh my God. Like, I didn't
want to. Like, I need to get out of here.
Yeah, I got drove. What grade were you in?
This was like senior year. Yeah.
Why were you afraid?
Because
Bro was trying to pass me a pipe.
Oh, under the stall?
Yes, dude.
Oh, shit. I'm taking shit. I thought you just meant in the bathroom.
No, I'm taking shit in the restroom, and he's in the next stall. And I'm just, you know, I'm taking shit. Just, you know, I was already high, too.
You're like, that's
weed. You hear the sparking. Mm-hmm.
You're like, no way.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's ridiculous. You ever got caught at school?
Yep, I did. My last month. Okay, let me tell the story. So,
Didn't you really tell the story?
Maybe. Maybe right, like right towards the end of me and my ex relationship, we were behind my school in the neighborhood. Pulled over to a side smoking in my car, which I did multiple times. Like, I would just roll down my windows a little bit. My window was tint, so like you couldn't see, it just looked like a parked car. And I just roll my seats back, smoke.
Weed?
Yeah, smoke weed. Oh, I'd smoke a joint, hit my bong, whatever the fuck. But I would be in the neighborhood, like between a bunch of houses. So it just looked like some car was parked outside a house. Like if a school cop rolled up, like just looks like a regular car. So then, no shit, literally school cop drives this time in front of me, and my front windshield is not tinted. So then I'm leaning back, and he looks over, and he sees my ex, which looked like a young girl, sitting in the passenger seat with no driver. We're right next to a school.
Where were you?
I was laying down in my seat, so you couldn't see me because I was leaning back. Okay. So he's like, let me... The reason why he said he pulled over was because he's like, let me just check up on her, make sure she's not in the car with someone she's not supposed to be. So he pulls up, knocks on my window. I'm like, fuck me, bro. I'm like, I'm fucked. I roll down the window, my window, and her window was already rolled down. And I'm like, what? How's it going, officer? He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, we're late to class, and it's the middle of the period, so we were just waiting before we had to drive into school. He's like, okay, can I see your ID? I'm like, yeah, for sure. Right. It's a normal police encounter. Nothing crazy yet. And then I see a second police officer get out of the passenger seat, walk to her side, and they're just standing on each side. I'm like, okay. I'm like, he hasn't said anything yet. Still not fucked.
Dude, it was probably reeking.
He, no, hold on. He gives back my ID, and he's like, okay, you have a good, and I feel a breeze come by past my face. And he goes, have you been smoking marijuana? And I'm like, God damn it. Yes. And he's like, okay, I think I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the car. I'm like, fuck me, bro. So then puts me in cuffs, takes me back to school, which is like 30 seconds away. And I'm sitting in the office, and he is like, look, if this was a year ago today, you'd be going downtown. But since it's like the middle of fucking COVID, they don't want us to be arresting people for like silly little crimes. So
how much weed was it?
A little less than a quarter. So 6 grams.
That's not a lot.
Luckily,
to their sense, because it was like
it's 2 ounces is the minimum for a felony. So I was like, I was looking that up real quick. I was like, okay, fuck, I'm not completely fucked if I do get arrested. So then he's like, I'm not gonna arrest you, but I'm gonna put it in my police files, whatever. So if the police files, whatever it's called. So he's like, if the DA wants to pursue this case, you'll have a warrant out for your arrest. And I was like, and you'll get a phone call before that. I'm like, fuck, okay.
So they do call you when you have a warrant.
Yeah.
They didn't call Jacob.
Yeah, the court said they did. Mm. He probably just never answered. So then they sent me to...
You okay?
What's it called?
Touch my eye. My eye fucking burns.
They sent me to... What's it called? The bad school?
Oh, alternative.
Oh, they sent me to alternative for the last month until like it was pretty much the day of my graduation. So my last month of high school was spent in alternative, and then I graduated.
Were you eating like jalapenos or something? What the fuck happened?
Yeah, what happened? What were you touching?
I work with chemicals all day. I forget.
Oh, it's fucked. Jeez. Wait, where do you work?
He got peroxide in his eyes.
I just got literally chlorine in my eyes.
Right. he's cleaning pools. He's fucking the MILFs.
Oh no shit.
I clean pools. Work on
Come on, today. is there some cougars out there?
Oh man, actually today, bro.
Yeah, the cougar.
Bro, this
because I'm sure only like nice houses call out to have their pool cleaned because I've seen most people. Just
only
do
rich
home.
People,
yeah, housewives.
Only rich people, yeah. And before
only there for the money.
Before that, every encounter I've had with a wife, like that lives there. Like shortly after I have an encounter with the you know
the husband.
The man of the house, and they always like try to like tell me, I'm just like, you know.
They're like, sir, I'm here to clean your fucking pool.
But today, bro, they all know what time I come, bro. It's a routine.
And is it like the same neighborhood most days?
I have a route.
Oh, okay. It's like
same route? Houses, same pools every week.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Bro, today I come.
Well, people clean their pools weekly?
I mean, if you have $1 million house, why wouldn't you keep your pool clean?
Bro, right? I don't clean poor people's house. No one that's poor gets their pool clean. No one that's poor has a pool, bro. I mean,
hey, what are you trying to say, man?
Yeah, I'm kidding, bro.
None of us have pools.
You ain't got a pool.
I mean, I do have a pool.
Yeah, it's the apartment's pool.
My mom's pool.
Oh, I didn't.
My parents are clients too. I clean our own pool. That bitch is clean, but
nice.
Anyway, today it's he's Lithuanian and his wife is Lithuanian.
What is that?
It's a country.
Oh,
I was like, what? Like a religion? Dude, she was in a bikini today.
No shit. While you're cleaning?
No, like as I was coming in, I see her walk in her bikini. Suntan right there where I could see her.
Shit.
With a martini with a lemon on it.
On purpose, bro.
Damn.
And the husband was out of nowhere, comes out and cleans
home.
The yard, bro. No, he came and cleaned the yard.
Just making sure you weren't eyeing.
He's like, girl. I know my wife.
That seems like a trap. She's the bait, and then he grabs you.
You take off your shirt, right? And you do that little flex thing while you're cleaning. No. They're looking.
He's like, fuck.
Definitely not.
It's like, I wouldn't have clients if I did that.
I don't have that type of body, bro. When I take my shirt off,
you show them arms when she's looking.
I don't even have arms like that. But I think they're mafia, bro. I'm not trying to be racist because he sounds like a Russian mafia guy. But they only have
Cadillac Escalades, bro.
Like, they have two of them or what?
They have three of them, bro.
Oh, weird.
Are you around, like, the Dominion area or what?
Yeah, where do you go? Yeah,
sometimes. Sometimes. On
or, like,
Thursdays.
I bet a bunch of like, places.
Like, where is this
here
house, the one you're talking about?
This house, it's in...
Like, area.
I shouldn't disclose that.
Well, yeah, but, don't say specifically, but like, what side of town?
Let's just say there's gated security.
Whoa.
Like, I have to, like, get my ID checked. And
like, Stone Oak or, like, more towards Dominion?
It's more... This route today was...
Or, like, was
more,
it, like...
More north San Antonio.
Oh, okay.
But
like, almost leaving San Antonio?
It's where the white people are at. But I do clean by Dominion.
Yeah.
On Mondays, I clean by Dominion. I mean...
You know that restaurant you were telling me about? I think you were saying you were going to work there. La Fogata?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that one.
What is it called?
La Fogata.
So we went there for Easter.
How was it?
It was nice. It was just
the one by the
Dominion? Family dinner for Easter. Huh?
The one by the Dominion?
Yeah.
That's where my mom works. Nearby area.
Oh, like the realtor right there.
Yeah, the realtor.
The one right there?
Yeah, the one right there.
No,
that's why she recommended.
That's hilarious.
Me.
Nice. So Franny's looking for houses, and while we were past it, I was like,
"Do you need a real estate agent? Because I know great one.
I'm sure you do, but I don't think I saw the houses that they were displaying.
Well, that's the display houses. I'm sure they don't own.
No, they're high end, right? They're
yes, the one by La Fogata.
Yeah,
it's not for poor people.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Franny's a poor person.
Shit.
If you're not a millionaire, you're poor, bro. For a real estate agent, you're just.
Oh, for a real estate. I thought you meant like in general.
Oh, in general too. I mean, this day and age.
Nice awkward silence there, but I was so you had to pass by the Dominion to get there, and I remember looking at the light in front of it, like all the cars exiting and entering. I was like, damn,
all nice cars.
They're all clean, like they're all shiny. They're all none of them are like older than 2018. Even the trucks look nice. I was like. Fuck, bro.
If only you saw... Have you ever been to the canyons?
Where?
The neighborhood? Canyons?
No.
Canyon
oh,
Hills?
Wait. The one...
The one where the NBA players live.
I'm pretty bad with names, but probably.
Probably not.
Or Aniqua Springs?
I'm terrible with names.
Okay, you know where Tim Duncan lives?
Yeah.
I thought he lives in the Dominion.
No.
He said no.
The place he lives is rich people only. Like, rich.
I thought the Dominion was rich.
Like, imagine a neighborhood with just mansions. Mansions and lands. Mansion, land. It's yep. Ridiculous.
I can imagine it.
But I met the owner. He's a pretty cool guy. First time meeting a millionaire.
Of what? The
pool mansion? I clean.
No, the pool.
That's one of the neighborhoods I clean.
I thought you meant the owner of Tim Duncan. And I was like,
no, I don't clean. Guys. I don't clean Tim Duncan's pool.
I unfortunately have to leave.
All right, cool.
Because I have... A 23-minute drive. I need to be there by 8:30.
23?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying.
Traffic's getting worse.
Oh, you go. That was me. Sorry
about that. It was nice seeing you, Nico. Okay. Take care.
I shall.
Hair looks great, dude.
Oh, thank you. I cut the fucking mullet off and everything.
Oh, I didn't even realize. What the
fuck? No, yeah. That hairstyle is way more you, bro.
Fuck you. Everyone says that. It, like, I'm happy about it that I look better, but also, like, I like hair. But it's all right.
That's more you, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
What about my hair, huh?
Horrible.
Oh, wow. That week. Was fucking...
Off?
Any day this week?
I work Monday to Friday.
Okay, so only weekends. Wait, I'm actually off, I think, Sunday night.
I'm good.
We should, hang out, boys.
Okay.
Are you 21 yet?
And don't forget,
no,
put that in the chat.
Oh. Yeah, if you got a haircut like that, Nick, I wish you get a haircut like that. You have such a great piece of hair and you waste it. You're such a waste of hair. You see my hair?
Bro.
I can't get a haircut like that.
Like what?
I
like
can't.
What he is?
Yeah, just it wouldn't work out. You could. You'd be pulling bitches if you had that haircut.
I bet, but I just cut my hair like this because I just needed to cut the long hair. It just needed to go. I was like,
you know what I'm hearing? I just cut my hair like this because I'm a bitch. I don't want to pull bitches.
It's not even what I said. I just wanted to fucking restart. You know?
Just kidding, bro.
Like do a new chapter. Oh, he's a dick to me.
I'm just saying you have a great piece of hair and you're wasting it.
Well, what should I do though?
Get that literal haircut. If you got that haircut.
I don't want that. You're going to copy Nico?
Also, my that's hair like a, that's a regular haircut these
his,
days.
His hair is curling. Mine doesn't curl.
Your hair would look dude, exactly
mine is,
the same.
Mine is like Lord that. Farquaad hair.
No, but if you got the same size and how it looks on top.
Yeah.
It would look great.
Well, that's wouldn't that be what I have right now?
Take just the headphones little, off.
Like, listen, when I shower, like it goes down. Take it doesn't look good.
yeah, no.
What's
it's horrible.
Wrong?
It's horrible, bro.
How is it horrible? I don't think
horrible,
it is.
Horrible, bro.
I don't believe you. My mommy says I'm beautiful.
It's because it's because your mom's not a modern day age man.
That's true.
She's
yeah.
not 21 and 22 and a guy, bro. And I'm telling you out of love, bro. I mean,
no, I get it. I get it. But
you have such a great piece of hair, and you're just wasting it.
I get it.
Why not? You know, look great when you can look great.
I want to.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
what do you mean? Huh?
No, you don't.
Well, you can read my mind.
Yeah. You want to come to the gym with me?
When?
Right now?
I don't have a membership.
Okay.
Also, don't have a lot of money. What's up? Fucking oh bro, I got... that didn't happen to me, but you know how... Have you ever been in the toilet when... like, you know how there's those huge toilet holder things?
Yes.
In the stalls? Have you ever been in one when one just ran out?
I've been, yeah.
Like one just ran out and then you go for the other one and it's like closed and you're like, oh fuck, what do I do?
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
I've been, no, I get it. What do you mean thanks?
I don't know. You just went all quiet.
No, I mean, yeah, I have. I think a lot of people have been through that. You know, it's like a common experience.
It's scary, especially in public. What do you do?
Just say, hey.
Can you pass me some?
Pass me some napkins from Burger King.
He's got a little brown shit on it.
You know the one right here?
With the Burger King?
Yeah. The there's a gas station. There's a restroom.
Oh, that one. Yeah. What about it?
It happened not that long ago. Like a few weeks ago. Like,
I'm not
like,
that Burger King.
I'm like, hey, can you get me some napkins from Burger King? There's no toilet paper in this stall or the other stall.
This is not pleasant, but when I was in Peru going to Rainbow Mountain, they had stalls, right? But they were just wooden seats with a hole in the ground. They were covered, the wooden doors and shit. I went in. I thought they had toilet paper, bro.
Wait, they didn't have?
They didn't have toilet paper, and no one had brought toilet paper.
So what'd you do?
I just pulled up my pants, kept going.
Could have used some leaves.
It was snowing. There was no leaves out.
Could have used the snow.
It was all wet. I don't want to do that.
Could have used the snow.
I think they were selling some toilet paper there, like at the mountain.
Of course they were.
And so like I it was like right before you enter the park of Rainbow Mountain. There's these bathrooms. I went there, I shit, there was no toilet paper. I just pulled up my pants and kept going. And then we passed the entrance to the park, and then there was people selling shit, and they had toilet paper. It was like 10 soles. And so I obviously I bought some, and I had to go all the way back and wipe my ass and then keep going. Dude, it's awful.
Fucking third world countries, bro.
Oh god. I mean, it was a pretty rural area.
Yeah. No, that's why America is the best.
I'm pretty sure there's rural areas here too.
Yeah, but I don't know.
What are you going to do if you need a shit in Yosemite?
Just use your shirt.
Use your shirt.
Fuck, use your bro. Shirt.
And the bear's going to come looking.
Throw that shirt that away. Shit. Throw that shirt away. I have a story about that. I'll tell you one day when we're drinking.
What?
I'll tell you. I have a story
about that. You shat on your shirt?
No. I have a story based on that. But anyway.
Wait, why can't you tell it now?
It's fucking weird.
Yeah, I bet.
You know. So I was a little kid.
Oh, you're going to say it?
I was a little kid. And I see. No, I shouldn't say it, but.
Okay, so you saw the TikToks of the last episode, right?
Some of them.
Some of them? Okay, did you like them?
No.
Why not?
I did like them.
You want me to check?
I don't know. I think I did. No,
you didn't.
I
did. You didn't.
No. Tell me about your...
My what?
Your life, bro. What are you...
It's kind of shitty right now.
Why is it shitty?
I don't know, man. I think I'm just letting myself.
Letting yourself what?
I don't know. I think like...
Letting yourself what?
Like I'm... Not like... Like I get sad that I don't like really have like anything to do or whatnot, right?
But aren't you always late on your homework?
Huh?
Aren't you always late on your homework?
Late or doing my homework?
Yeah, late. Yeah, well, and late.
Late?
Yeah.
Make up your mind. Which one is it?
Both. Aren't you always doing or late?
This semester, on your homework? I have really just been like not wanting to do my work.
Like you told me you're gonna like. Hone in on that shit.
Yeah, I was.
What happened?
I just started fucking just being upset at myself.
Upset at yourself for what?
Yeah. I don't know. Just not making any new friends.
How did you try making friends?
Being really like home. How did I try?
Yeah.
Well, so that's the thing. I haven't. Like.
So you're upset that you didn't try making new friends?
Well, I never needed to try to make friends. And then, like, after COVID.
You tried.
Huh?
You tried.
No, after COVID, I just didn't start making new friends.
Okay. So you don't have friends?
No, I don't have friends. Except for you and Nico. Y'all are the only ones and y'all don't...
When we're at the bar and we're having that conversation about making friends as an adult, I decided to go out and make friends, and I did.
Yeah, so I have this weird mentality about it, because, like, I'm not, it's not like if someone were to talk to me, I'd, like, shut them out or anything. Like, I like to talk to people, but I don't, like, find a desire to go up to people. Does that make sense?
Okay. I guess, I mean...
Do you get it?
Like, I mean, I get it. I'd rather not talk to some random asshole at a gas station.
Some point, you got to make friends, right?
I have friends.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about a gas station. I'm talking about, like, at school or whatever.
Yeah, well then you don't want friends. Just saying. Hold on. I got to take this. She said hi.
Oh, hi. Hi, Mom. Or Victor's mom.
What were you talking about?
Not making friends.
Oh. I mean,
no, I just felt pretty destructive this semester, I feel.
Destructive? You know why?
Destructive.
Destructive?
Yeah, like self. Like
self-destruction?
Yeah.
Self-destructive?
Yeah.
That's the best thing ever.
Wait.
Self-improvement is masturbation. Self-destruction, that's the key. Destroy, you've been growing up as me, you know, Nick, you know, people tell you this, you know, you get influenced by this and that. You know, you become this person, but are you really that person? I've come to learn that this person you think you've become by being, you know, influenced and talked and, you know, by people, if you don't like yourself, you just gotta, you know, don't self-improve, just destroy that person. You have your life is yours.
Not in that way.
Oh, okay. Sure. Never mind.
For sure not in that way.
I was getting deep, bro.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, no.
Because we can get deep on that. You know, it's in Fight Club.
No, it's been more like I just haven't like really cared about anything recently.
Oh, you're
does that make sense?
You're depressed. You know why you're depressed?
Why?
Because you don't work out. I'm serious.
You might be right.
You're a man. You're.
I've been wanting to, but I just keep finding excuses.
You know. Fat people that can't even walk are just sad. Like, I wish my life could get better and fucking work out. You think our ancestors fucking played video games and watched porn, jerked off all day?
They're all hunting, bro. They're out in the sun. They're sweating. They're going through hell every day. You think our natural state is to be like all day? No. I get depressed if I don't work out. I get suicidal if I don't work out. You need to.
If you don't work out.
Huh?
If you don't work out.
Yeah, I get suicidal.
Yeah.
Seriously. I want to kill myself. If I don't work out for a while, I start getting depressed and like anxious. And I feel like I get in this deep, dark hole of like, oh, I should kill myself. And then I work out and I'm like, oh, I feel alive again.
Yeah.
You need to get those
hormones. I know. Too. I've been hearing it. I just, I don't know. I just can't get myself over the hump.
Or you need some hot sex. You need some like hot, sweaty sex. The type where you're like, you know, that type of shit. That'll really get you going.
What, to get me to work out? What?
Yeah, you need to get your blood pumped.
Your blood pump. Yeah,
get your blood.
Well, I've been riding Raider.
You've been riding
Raider. I've been biking with Raider. Like I've been taking my bike out with Raider.
You feel good about that?
I fucking love it. It makes me happy.
But you know why?
Why?
Because you're blood pumping. Well, you gain those endorphins,
no, serotonin. There's also as I just used to be very outdoorsy, and I haven't been in for a very long time. And I want to get back into that stuff.
I'm not trying to be mean, but I think
no, dude, I'm definitely being a bitch. I'm telling you right now.
No, it's not that. I mean, yes, that's that, but
like I understand I'm being a bitch.
I think I know. I think you know the answers to all your problems.
I do know all the answers.
I think everyone knows.
Yeah.
You know, crackheads don't just say, oh, I wish my life can get better. Stop smoking crack. They know they die. I should stop smoking crack. Smokes crack. Why is my life not getting better? Most people know they're...
Yeah, I get it.
Do you know who David Goggins is?
No.
You should look into David Goggins. He's about that. Ask yourself the tough questions. Who am I? What kind of man? What kind of person do I want to be? What's stopping me? Ask yourself the tough questions and be real with yourself.
You know, it's nice that you're saying all this because, like, I've been thinking about that stuff. Like, I understand that I haven't been being me for like the past 2 years.
You are you.
Do you think I'm the same?
You know what? You're a great person. Like,
huh?
You're a great person.
I know I am.
You're likable. You're more likable than me.
I know.
For a fucking fact. People don't like me, bro.
I know.
I've been wanting you to. I always ask you out. It's like
no. So let me tell you something. When we had Rocky on, like that was a blast for me, dude. Because I don't know, just talking to people, having like just conversation. I've been wanting to have conversation with people, but I've been finding it hard to actually like find people to talk to.
Bro, go to a bar.
Yeah, probably be. Better or a good idea, but
if I get lonely, I go to a bar.
But like, I also just don't like. You see, that's the thing. Like, how do you go to places alone? Like, I can't do it.
You're born in this world alone, and you die alone, because all you have is you.
That's not true, bro.
I mean, yes, you have family, you know, but no one's ever gonna give a fuck about you as much as you're gonna give a fuck about yourself. So love yourself. You don't need anyone. Why the fuck? I've been lonely. And I feel like talking to people. I've been where you've been. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go. And until you have those days where... I'm sorry for interrupting you. Until you have those days where you go to a bar and you see someone else that's lonely and you end up talking to them all night. You know, you play pool with them all night, drinking beer. You know, you could have completely separate, different ages. They're feeling... You're going to realize that you're not alone. A lot of people feel the way you do.
I know.
Yeah. And I mean, you're a great person, bro. You know. You said, how do you go out alone?
Yeah, how do you? I don't understand how you can do that. Like, I always feel like I need someone with me to do anything.
Gotta be your own best friend.
Yeah.
You gotta love yourself before you love someone else. Cheesy quotes, but it's true. And you know how you do it?
How do you do it? Tell me.
So when I first started doing, I mean, trust me, I was a bitch about it at first, bro.
Yeah.
It took me forever to go to the bar.
I watched Joey Diaz on the Hot Ones, and he was talking about how he got into jiu-jitsu, and he was saying how he just, like, fucking sucked at it, and he never really wanted to go back, but he just told himself that he had to just do it, you know? and just came back. He has to get better. And that was inspiring for me. You know, and I haven't done anything yet.
Like, I'll be vulnerable with you, Nick, because I love you. We've been friends forever. There were more than two handfuls a night before I went to the bar for the first time alone, where I got dressed up and I'm like, I'm going to the bar. I'm going to go try to talk to some girl. I'm going to go try to talk to people. Because I know exactly where you've been, where you're like, you just need to talk to someone. Because we're human beings are social animals. We need people. And I would get dressed. I'd put the cologne on, I'd brush my teeth. I'd get ready. I'd look decent. And I'd walk to the bar or close to the bar. And I walked back. I looked at the bar. And I was just like full of anxiety. I'm like, I can't. I'll just go tomorrow. And then, you know, a day would pass, 2 days would pass, and I'd do it again.
Yeah, you see, the thing is, when I'm sorry, but like when I'm with a friend, like all that shit goes away.
Yeah, when you're with someone, it's whatever. Yeah. You know, let's go to the bar. Yeah. But when you're going, when I first started going alone, it's like took me tries
to actually start doing it.
And you know, that walk back to my apartment, when I'm like, that shit is like heart crushing. Like, fuck, I couldn't do it again. I'm being vulnerable with you. That shit happened more than two handfuls of time.
Yeah, I get you, man.
But then the day I went, and I walked in and I'm like shaking, bro. It's like, you know, let me have a Modelo and I'm drinking. Let me have a shot. Once I realized something, okay, you know what?
So when you started going, because I've been curious. Did you just stand in a corner and drink, or what did you do?
Well, you just sit at the bar, grab a drink, start loosening up, you know, and you can be a, you know, bitch about it and just,
yeah,
you know, just, I mean, I've had nights where I just go there just to have a drink, you know, and just to, you know, get myself situated, get used to the environment.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there comes a day where you just, I mean, you're at a bar, bro. Everyone's drinking. We're all there for the same reason.
Yeah, you know.
Even if you're there to fuck, you know, sometimes you just... Or just to talk, just to not be alone. I just talked to someone. I don't even remember who it was, because I've just done it so many times where, you know, you're someone sitting next to you. So at the, you know, let's say you're at the bar and someone's standing next to you or sitting next to you. And you're like, you just strike up a conversation. And the more you do it, the more it's like, you know.
Hey. Yeah.
And then when you start hitting on females, it's like that's a whole different game. But you know that saying that you miss every shot you don't take. And I know it's corny, cheesy shit, but if you don't shoot, you don't know if you're gonna make it. If you don't try,
if you don't fuck around, you'll never find out.
Yeah, if you never fuck around, you're not going to find out, bro. But if you fuck around enough, you're going to find out. Yeah. And then you're going to find out that, you know what, it's not that hard. I mean...
Yeah, I get it.
I've talked to girls and I've done shit that you thought you didn't know. I think, oh my God, I can't believe this led to this type shit. Or I've had plenty of nights where I go play pool alone. And then someone's drinking. I'm like, hey, you want to play pool? And they become my best friend for the rest of the night. And I never talk to him again.
Hey, dude, I want you to know, I didn't like not want to go out with you. Like, I was just like fucking coughing myself to death.
Yeah, like, I know.
Yeah, so, but it's been better now. But, you know, before the semester started, I was actually going out with friends and having some fun. And I really enjoyed it. Like, I was really, like, happy at the time. And then I got sick, and then school started. And I just didn't want to do my work. I just wanted to sleep. You know, I didn't want to do anything. Just watch TikTok. Do something with the podcast. Whatever it was. I was so comfortable with letting my assignments go overdue. And I somehow am still passing all my classes with a B. I don't fucking know how I did it, because I didn't do any work. I barely did any work. And where was I going with that?
No sé.
What was I saying?
You said.
Oh yeah, so I've been super like, just okay with like not doing my work, and whatnot. And I was kind of like, I'm just gonna start like yes manning everything that comes to me.
Yes, yeah. Man.
Yes, manning. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Just saying yes to everything.
Yes to everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's so just see.
We're going out tonight.
I ship it, bro. I got it.
No.
I do have to do.
No,
I,
no, 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 no,
no, no. It's not. Stop. It's not going to take long.
Stop it.
It's not going to take long. I already know what to do. I just need to write it out, upload it, and send it in, and turn it in. It's an assignment that I have to do. I want to get done like tonight, so that I don't have to worry about it tomorrow.
No, stop being a bitch. No,
no dude. Like no. I just need see, to put it
you're
in.
You're doing it again. You're doing it again.
No, but no,
you're
I'm
doing
like,
it again.
You don't understand though.
Like, I understand.
I literally just have to cross out some shit, box the thing, okay. And
you
then upload it.
You think you can get done by 10?
Oh, for sure.
Tonight we're going.
Probably
tonight you're gonna yes man me.
I'm yes manning you
tonight.
We're to going. Go to the bar. I don't know about
what.
I don't very much trust you.
With,
but
with what?
With just anything. Like just let me go and do my thing.
Look, tonight you just gotta listen to me, okay? Tonight I'm choosing where. What is it? Tuesday. Perfect. Perfect. Perfect day. Perfect.
Where did you say we were going? It cut out. I don't know what happened. Hello?
Tonight we're going out. I know exactly where. And I think this will break your, you know, break the ice a little bit. Tuesday's a good night. You ever been to Dio's at Tuesdays?
Dio's, no.
Okay, great.
I haven't been anywhere.
Great. Okay, great, great. You better be ready by 10-ish.
Didn't you say you had plans?
I did have plans. I'm going to do them in a little bit. By plans, I meant just hang out with one of my friends.
Oh.
I told him I would. And like, all right. I mean, not like, but it was like, I wanted to work out and whatever, but y'all took forever and then traffic took forever.
Yeah.
Time management is so complicated, man. It's like
you have no idea.
I do have an idea, bro.
No, you, like how difficult it is for me.
Bro, I have an idea.
I need to figure it the fuck out. Like
I'm constantly figuring it out. I'm like, okay, every minute counts for like
for real.
Every minute counts.
I feel like there's not enough time in an hour.
Right? I feel like there's not enough time in the day. I mean, I wish our That's days true. Were 36 hours. That would be great.
That'd be better.
You know,
it'd be a lot more productive.
I feel like I'd have more time for shit.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's like, yeah, so you sleep 7 hours. Because if you don't, I'm an adult now. If I don't sleep at least 6 or 7 hours, I feel like complete ass shit. I work 4 to 8 hours. 8, 6, 14. Wait, 14, 8, 6. Yeah, 14. Ideally. Which is usually going to end up 16, 17 days. 16, 17 hours of what I need to do. And then those little less hours. That's your fun. That's you get to live. That's what you
I get you.
Yeah. It's hard to like get on it because you're tired and you just want to scroll on TikTok. Yeah. You want to eat some shit. No, but figuring it out is the best part. Well, you gotta have goals, man. If you don't give yourself quests, and you do those quests, you're not getting any XP. You get what I mean? You're not getting
that's
any
a good analogy.
Experience point. Yeah, that's how I do it. Like I have a quest tonight. I have a quest to work. I have quests every day. My quest is to work out and get enough sleep. It's 2 daily quests. But if I go, I used to do this when I first started going out alone, that I'm going to talk to someone tonight. I'm going to talk to a girl or I'm going to talk to a random person tonight. It's going to happen. And once I see the chance, it's like, all right, there you go. Complete horrible. I stutter. But hey, I did it. Cha-ching. Experience points in my mind. Trust me, man. It's real. Experience points is real. We're going out tonight.
Yeah, we're going
out. I know
out
exactly
tonight.
Where.
You just said deals.
Okay. Well, anyway, I promised someone I was going to hang out with them right around this time. So
you're going to go. That's fine.
Huh?
We got a good time.
Okay.
But fucking like the TikToks. Post on your fucking story. All right, cool.
No. We're going out tonight.
I know.
I want to be knocking on your door, bro, at 10.
Okay.
At 10:15. 10:30-ish.
I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm trying to be mean to you. I'm not, bro.
No, you're good, man. I'm just tired.
Of life?
No, I didn't sleep last night.
You know what you really need, though? You need to work out, bro. You need to release that stress. I'm pretty sure you got pent-up stress, pent-up anger, feelings from, you know who, and...
Don't say your name, man.
Like, I'm sorry if this whole time was me trying to be, like, a self-help guru, but...
No, I get it. It was...
I hope you start thinking about it deep late at night. Like, Victor was right.
Dude, I've been telling myself all that stuff.